This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Shaletta in the house. Like all our guests, she's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, Shaletta. How are you?
Well, I am great. I mean, I feel like it's like April. Should we just bring the spring clothes from the basement back up to the closet and take the winter clothes back down to the basement and just and get ready to jump this thing off?
Why not? Let's go.
Let's do it. All the short sleeves, the sundresses, the open-toed shoes. Let's go, ladies. Let's go.
So we stumbled into the best looking men and women of all time. Last segment.
Best looking
men and women of all time. Lot of contenders. So when you think best looking,
why would we have any contenders? We know who the best looking man of all time is and the best looking woman of all time is. There's only one definitive winner in either one of those categories, and anybody who says anything other than what I'm about to say is wrong.
Two of us?
That would be a no, sir. Sir.
Oh,
I mean,
sir.
I'm at least in the running for eighth place. You so far behind.
That'd be pretty good. I mean, if you're the eighth best-looking female ever to walk the planet. Yeah, baby.
Ever to walk the planet. So, female, number one, Halle Berry.
Yeah, well, you know she's mine. Yep, for sure.
I know that's your girl. And man, you don't get any better looking than Brad Pitt. Come on, you don't. Yeah. Head to toe. I mean, take your shoes off. It might even be his feet.
Yeah, we're in sync because I suggested to Harrigan, is it possible you can say I'll take Brad Pitt and I gave you the rest of the world for best looking man out there? He's 60. He looks phenomenal. He looks great.
He looks amazing.
Okay.
I mean, and just remember good he looked in Thelma and Louise. I mean, really?
Yes.
I mean, if we're going to go in their prime, are we doing in their prime or like as they age?
That's a good point.
You got to break this thing down.
I think it is at their peak, right?
Oh, well, at their peak, there's no question.
Has Brad Pitt left his peak yet? Has Halle Berry left her peak yet? I mean, they're both just aging
think
so well.
This is
also
just DNA because they have really great plastic surgeons and Botox and some kind of special moisturizer for pretty people, or they just have great DNA because she doesn't look much different than she did when she first came on the scene, and neither does he.
No. Okay, Black History Month started yesterday. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to say with your business and your voice this month, once again, February, Black History Month?
Well, you know, one thing that I am so proud of is the spotlight that I have to shine on other people. And so starting last year in February, I did Black Entrepreneurs Day at the State Capitol. And nobody had ever done anything like that, bringing Black entrepreneurs to the Capitol to talk about and talk with lawmakers about what they can do to support Black businesses. Because when we do better, all of us do better, right? Mm-hmm. And they had that $17 billion surplus, and, you know, they were scratching their heads like, we don't know what to do with the money. I tell you what you can do with the money if you can't figure it out. You can support the businesses who are struggling and have been struggling since COVID. And so I didn't know how many people would show up. I didn't know who would come and speak. And the event was amazing. 400 people showed up. It was minus 13 degrees outside. The governor and Gary Dietzick and Alyssa Hortman and Julie Blaha, Carla Bangham, Peggy Flanagan, Keith Ellison, Bobby Joe Champion, they were all there. And then after the rally, Black business owners went and met with legislators, and Governor Walz credited that event with earmarking money for small businesses throughout the state, right? And so we're going to do that again on February 16th. And this is a labor of love because, you know, my team is just me and Jesus over here. And so, you know, we're doing it again on February 16th. And I'm not supposed to tell anybody this. You cannot tell anybody this. Do you understand what I'm telling you, Chad Hartman?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is a big secret.
Locked up. I'll never say a word.
Mm-mm. Tell anybody. But I just got an email from Vice President Kamala Harris's scheduler.
Come on.
And they asked me to send them. I'm going to send it to you. They asked me. I'm going to send y'all a screenshot. Don't show nobody. They asked me for the schedule and the agenda for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Minnesota State Capitol because she wants to come. Now, I'm not supposed to tell anybody. They said don't say anything, so I'm not saying anything. But I'm just letting you know that that's where this event is. 2 years in, this is just the second year. And so, you know, at this point in our lives, you know, and you're dealing with it with your dad, we're looking at legacy. What are we leaving behind? How are we making a mark? So for me, I'm using this month to leave a legacy of making a difference, making life better for other people, and, you know, helping support Black business owners in Black History Month. And being the person who could bring the Vice President of the whole United States to the Capitol just because I'm fabulous. That's part
to
of
the show, right? Did I hear to the yeah, show okay. in studio?
You want me to get on the Jason DeRusha show? Which, how you want me to do this, Chad Hartman?
No,
Dave Harrigan,
no.
If I get one more celebrity person on somebody else's show as CCO, yeah. Chad Hartman is going to hurt me.
No, you will no longer be employed at WCC Radio if the vice president is on, like, car talk, you know. Ask the plumber on Saturdays.
Saturday, Sports Saturday with Steve Thompson. That's what she's going to be.
Yeah.
I checked in with her because the event's on that Friday. So she's going to have to be on with Steve Thompson. Steve Thompson's getting his interview questions prepped. I don't know what to tell you, Chad. I'm sorry.
I want to ask you this question and pause because I want you to think about it.
Okay.
After George Floyd was murdered in 2020, the world reacted. The world reacted in all sorts of different ways, right? In this town, in the country, globally. And the idea was this was going to be a defining moment and things were going to change. This was one where the reverberations weren't going to be for the first couple months, but this would be a demarcation of since this event, we would see a change. And people look at that event in their own prism. They look at it if they were protesting. They look at it if they were rioting. They're looking at it if they feel like they're mistreated by the police. They look at it like they feel like the police have not received enough praise. So when you, Shaletta, think about George Floyd, murder by Derek Chauvin, did the change live up to what some people thought it would be as we're talking about the first couple of days of Black History Month here in 2024? Feisty Friday with Shaletta. You can chime in at any point. The text came in big the first couple of segments. So appreciate that. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Before we get back with Shaletta, Mr. Harrigan, I have not asked you yet the music theme. Very famous tune right here. What do we have going so far?
We have a tribute to the day today. That is, of course, Groundhog Day. You look forward to it every year.
Oh, God.
Therefore, we have songs that either the song, memories of the song, or the band have something to do with rodents.
We will get to the complete waste of time. Puxatani, Phil, get out of here. I don't care at all. Okay, Shaletta, I asked you before the break, when you think about after the murder of George Floyd and the idea that this was going to be different, this was going to be awakening, this was going to be a way for greater respect, greater understanding, greater progress. This wasn't just going to be one of those events where a horrifying tragedy happened and we would just move on with the rest of our lives. I bring this up because February is Black History Month. We're coming up in a couple months on 4 years after the murder of George Floyd. What do you think? Progress? Yes. To what level? What is your view on this one?
Progress, yes, overall. And to what level depends on where you live, right? I know in Minnesota we have good people who want to listen and learn and engage and say, you know what, I don't know everything, and I was wrong about a lot of stuff. And so let's talk about this and help me to better understand it, because I saw something that I can't unsee, right? My son Daniel, he, you know, is my most severely autistic child. And before George Floyd died, he was taking an evaluation with his speech therapist at the Family Achievement Center. And she said, one of these people will come and help you and rescue you if you get into trouble. And it was a police officer, a nurse, and a mailman. And my baby just stopped. And I said, listen, I ran over there. I said, you can't ask him this question, because his answer is never going to be one of these people. He's not taught that the police are his friends. He's taught that the police are public servants. They're here to do a job. You are to respect them and follow their commands. But he's not taught that, because in our world, in our community, there may be consequences that you don't think about that may happen to you if the police come. And one of them is that they are unfriendly, that they may be racist, and you could die. Tamir Rice, we can just go down the list of accidents that happen when people call police, right? And so, or situations that happen when we call police, or murders that happen when you call police on a black man. So I'm not, as a black parent, teaching him that. And then after George Floyd died, she called me back. And she said, I didn't understand what you were saying at the time. I thought you were crazy and foolish, but now I have seen this video. Can we talk? And I had to go over to the therapy center, and I had all the therapists there, and I had a one-hour discussion with them about why the black parents who have little black boys who don't talk are more anxious than the white moms. Is because we understand that before that child hits his growth spurt, he has got to start communicating. Because if he is 16 and he's flapping his arms and he's running in somebody's house, they're going to think he's cute and they're going to bring him back home. But if he's 16 and he's running into somebody's house and he's spinning in circles and he's flapping his arms, they're going to call the police. And when the police come, if they say stop or I'll shoot, and that child cannot talk, he is going to get shot. And so we had a real important discussion and real important dialogue, and that is what progress looks like. That does not happen if George Floyd had not died. And so for me, Chad, when we're talking about saving lives, when we're talking about changing perspectives, when we're talking about people having conversations, I'm talking about what's happening on the grassroots ground level. These legislators in Texas are going to do what they do. These legislators in Utah are going to do what they do. They want to defund DEI at their universities. They want to take DEI initiatives. They want to pull the books out of the libraries because they have black and brown people on them. I just need y'all to understand that it's more than legislation. It's about lives. So that when it's about my son's living.
Yep. And I completely get that. I've got about 2 minutes here, so let me try to go real quick. You've offered up this point before in a very eloquent way, as you just did. And some may hear this and say, you are generalizing police officers when negative police officers might be generalizing black people. Do you understand what people say, that it should be take each officer one by one versus offering that blanket description of the police?
I can do that because I'm an adult, right? And so I understand if somebody has good intention, but my 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old children, they don't have that spirit of discernment. It's kind of like stranger danger. You have blanket stranger danger where you say, listen, if somebody comes up to you in a white van and they want you to come and pet their puppy or they have ice cream, you don't go over there because something bad might happen. Now, that may be a good guy in that van with a nice puppy that he really authentically wants you to pet or some ice cream that he wants to give away. But you have to teach your children to be careful. Same rule applies here.
I always appreciate your time, and I always appreciate when you just shake up our schedule and you go at 12:35 and we move Major Garrett to 105. I mean, that's pretty much how it rules.
Major. I could, you want me to hold? I could put me on hold.
Your phone is breaking up. Breaking up. Sorry about that. We've got to go. Cut her off. Shaletta, love you. She's on tomorrow at noon. Major Garrett, who was ready to go at 12:35, but no, Shaletta moved him to 105. Major is next after CBS to Mark Fry here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.